Okay, so we thank God for another good morning that God has given us to listen to his word. And indeed, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. Now, we carry on with our study in the book of Colossians chapter 1. And yesterday, we were able to see the aspect of Christ, and this is referring to Jesus Christ being the firstborn from the dead. And by this, we are able to establish that he is the one that overcame death. He is the one that the first arose from the dead, conquered it. And we know that death is a demonic entity. The Bible tells us just as sin and death entered into the world through one man's sin, then the gracious gift of righteousness comes also through one man. So we can see that there is a spirit of death, and that is why when people die, then what results unto that is that the spirit of death comes and takes them. But we know that the last enemy that will be destroyed is death, because death and Hades will be thrown into the lake of fire. So death will be defeated, and death is defeated by Christ. And when he went to hell, he descended. The Bible tells us that he that ascended is the same one that descended to the lowly parts of the earth. He preached to those souls of those people who had died in the time of Noah's flood. He preached to them. And we also made a public spectacle of the devil triumphing over them on the cross. He took every legality that was written against you, any work of the devil that has against you, and he nailed it to the cross, and he triumphed over them. And so Christ already has the victory, and this is the knowledge that enables you to fight from a place of victory, because we are called to fight. We are called to wage warfare against the forces of darkness, against the strong men, against anyone that stands in the way of the kingdom of God expanding. And that is why Jesus says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. That means that he will build his church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. The building is done by Christ himself, the keys he has given to the church, and the church has that authority. Now, Colossians 1:15 tells us that he is the image of the invisible God, and this refers to Christ, the firstborn over all creation. The Bible says, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. All things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Now, when you think about that word, about preeminence, you have to think about it about rank. And the word there is about rank, the one that is set first. You see, God had arranged, you know, in the heavens, there are people that are given ranks, you know, and that is why there are principalities, there are powers, there are dominions, there are princes, you know, they are the elders, they are the living creatures. And in all these things, they work based on authority. Just like in the earthly kingdom, on earth, there are people of various ranks. I mean, if you go to the army, there are various ranks. There are majors, there are lieutenants, you know, there are colonels, there are soldiers, ordinary soldiers, and then there are the commanders and the commander-in-chief. You can see, so there are various ranks for every circumstance or for every area. Even in the office, you'll find there's clear distinction between who is the manager, who are the officers, who are the coordinators, and all these different aspects. But you see, in the Spirit, God establishes that Christ, Jesus Christ, may have the preeminence. He may have the preeminence. And that word is proteo. And this, that means he holds the first place. The first place in rank, the first place in influence. And you know, when he says he is before all things and in him all things consist, that means there is nothing that can come higher than Christ. In fact, if you look at Philippians chapter 2, from verse 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God." That means that Jesus, when he existed with the Father, he was equal to God, and he's still equal to God. But then he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. That means he did not consider it something that he wants to steal from God, but he humbled himself and took on the form of a servant. And he was found in appearance in human form, and he appeared as a man, and he humbled himself even beyond that to the death and to death on the cross. And the Bible says, "And therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name, that at the mention, at the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth must bow to the name of Jesus." So when it speaks of that name, it's not just the name, it's about the rank, it's about the place, it's about the office. When the book of Ephesians 1:18-20 tells us that Christ has been raised up and has been sat at the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities, all powers, all thrones, all dominions, and every name that is named in this world and in the world to come, he's telling us about rank, about authority, about the place of preeminence. Now, when you understand that Christ comes number one, it doesn't matter what you face. You see, when you encounter demons, they will tell you, "I am a principality. I cannot come out. Oh, we are five. Oh, we are legion." Legion is like 3,000, 7,000. Big numbers of demons. But you see, there is one that has the highest rank. There is one that is having the preeminence. And that's why the Bible says that in all things, that means not in just some things, in everything, Christ, he may have the preeminence. He may have the first rank. He may have the first place. And what a blessing is it to think about it, that Christ is not just taking this rank on his own, but yet he has invited us to join up with him and to sit with him in heavenly places. The Bible says he has raised up us up with him to sit up with him in heavenly places. When you think about the architecture of heaven, you have to think about, you know, the mountain of Zion, and it's the highest mountain in the heavens, and that is where the seat of God is. You know, when it says we've come to Mount Zion, we've come to the heavenly Jerusalem, we've come to the church of the firstborn, we've come to the of those whose names are registered in heaven, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to countless of angels in their vast array, and in all these creatures, heavenly and also we who are coming as the church of the firstborn, he is seated on that throne. John cried and said, "Oh, who is worthy to take the scroll and open the seal from the one who sat on the throne?" And he was told, "Weep not, because the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed, and he is worthy to take up the scroll and open its seals." So there is one that has the preeminence. There is one that establishes the first authority, the first rank. And when you continually remind yourself of this, that you are submitted to the one who comes first, you're submitted to the Lord of all creation, you're submitted to the one that has defeated death, has defeated the devil, has defeated every power of darkness. And you see, there was a reason why Paul wanted to explain to the church in Colossae about the importance of the place of Christ. Why? Because there are people who are dabbling in the worshiping of angels. There are people who had studied, you know, all these behaviors and all these teachings. "Oh, I met this angel. Oh, there's this angel that appeared to me. He's big like this. You know, he's doing this." and there was a false worship of angels. In fact, to them they had lowered Christ, that to Christ was just another being, and to them they felt that angels, worshiping of angels was so important. So in terms of their ranking, they had put Christ there, but then they were putting angels above. They were exalting and worshiping angels to be beyond who Christ is. And now he's telling them, I want you to understand this, that in all things, everything was made by him, for him. He is the image of the invisible God. He is the beginning. He is the head of the church. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the firstborn over all creation. He is the firstborn from the dead. And in by him, all things are made, were created and consist. That means he is a constituent factor of all things. And the Bible says that God has done this, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Now, when Christ has the preeminence, you are joined up with him. And that is when now you know that you also carry the rank of first place. If Christ is preeminence and Christ lives in you, Colossians 1:27, this is the mystery that has been hidden before the ages to come, that Christ in you, the hope of glory, that Christ, that your life is now hidden in Christ and Christ is in God, that all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, don't you know that all things are yours? Now, if your life is hidden in Christ and Christ is in God, then that means that you too have been given the preeminence. Anyone that knows that they too join in as joint heirs of God with Christ and they are conformed in the image and likeness of the Son, those who God knew, he foreknew, he predestined. Those who predestined, he justified. Those who he justified, he glorified, that he conformed them to be in the image of his Son. Now, when you understand that you too are also called to preeminence, that's why the Bible says his divine power has given us all that we need for life and godliness through knowledge of him, and by which he has called us to glory and excellence. We are called to glory and virtue. There is a spirit of glory. There is a spirit of virtue that we are called to. And that is the rank of preeminence. And that is why he says that you shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be first and not last. That nations shall come to you. Nations shall come and bow to you. That kings shall come from the ends of the earth. They shall bring forth the wealth of the nations and bring it unto you. That is why the believer is not a survivor. You're not just a masquerader, one that is just living from hand to mouth. But you are one that has that establishment, knows the truth. And the Bible says, when you know the truth shall make you free. There are things that God has given us freely. And that's why Paul says that through the mind of the Spirit, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has prepared for the saints. And the Bible says he has made it known to us by the Spirit. When Ephesians 1:3 says that praise be to God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, we have been through Christ. We have been blessed through our union with him. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. You have the preeminence. It is yours. But you see, if your mind is not aligned to truth, then the Bible has also said, as a man thinketh, so is he. If you think you are a chicken when you are an eagle, you will never be able to fly. It is only that which knowledge that you know that will bear you fruit. In fact, Hebrews tells us that the same people, the Israelites, received the same word was spoken to them, but the word was of no profit to them. Why? Because they did not mix it with faith. Right now, I speak the word that you have been called to preeminence. You have been called to first place. You are first to God. That's why you are his firstborn son. When he says this is seated at the right hand, it means that the place of authority, the place of preeminence. Now, unless you mix that word with faith and you start to renew your mind with the transformation of the word, unless the word of God starts to renew your mind and you start to say, you know what? I am not second place. I will never be second fiddle. I am first in my career. I am first in the marketplace. I am first in my family. I am first. I will be first and I am first. When you start to rewire your mind that I am the head, I am not the tail, I am not a failure, I am a success, you start to speak that word until what you do when you speak that word is that you are educating your spirit. You're educating your mind. You're educating your members to align to the truth of God's word. The reason why this word is spoken but it does not bear profit is because people do not mix it with faith. How do you mix it with faith? By speaking the words of faith. That's why the Bible says that word is near your mouth, the word of faith that we speak, that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. So there is a confession, there is a speaking that brings us to that place of preeminence. When you speak it, then you rewire your brain, you rewire your mind, you rewire your spirit, you educate it to the truth. I tell you, how you get things from God is by faith, but that faith comes by hearing the word of God. You have heard it, then you educate your mind. You continually speak it. Wake up in the morning and speak to yourself and say, I am anointed. I am protected. I am a child of the Most High God. Just as Christ has the preeminence, so we do have it. He has the first rank. The Bible says, just as he is, so are we in this present world. He says, as I will come and be in you, I and the Father, we will come and make our home in you. God desires that everything that he gives you, the fullness. You see, when you read verse 19, it says, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. This refers to the fullness of the Godhead. It is God's pleasure that the fullness of God dwelt in Christ. And the Bible also says it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That means that everything that you think that is of God, the Bible says it is the Father's good pleasure to give you. You will be the best. You will stand out. You will not be shamed. No more shame. You're not going to be embarrassed. That is not your portion. There are things that you must always say, this is not for me. You see, when they speak ill, when they say the economy is failing, when they say people are going to be sacked, you say, that is not my story. When they say that, oh, this has never happened, you have to rewire your brain and say, this is not my story. My story is different. I am of the first rank. I am of the first place. I am of the preeminent one. Yes, God has called him that in everything he may have the preeminence. In all things, be it in money, be it in whatever you face, he has the preeminence and he has joined you to him. And that is why we say we are united in Christ. We are united with Christ. Based on our union with Christ, we reign. You shall reign in life. We reign in life. Through grace, we reign in life. Not that it will make us proud, but it will humble us even the more. Each and every day we go back to God and say, thank you. Thank you that you loved us so much. And that you chose to make us partakers of your divine nature, partakers of your glory, to share in your glory, to share in your virtue, to share in your excellence. The word for us today is that in all things he may have the preeminence. I will stop here. Pray that God has given us insight into this. My brother, you're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Manuel. No additions from my side.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you worship. We give you adoration. Thank you for my brother, my sister who's listening, that's still struggling with these realities. But then we know that your word is truth and your word comes to make us free. Indeed, we are the heads and not the tails. We shall be above only and not below. Nothing shall stand in our way. Thank you that indeed you have established Christ as the first, and we know that we are included in him. We are of the first rank, of the first authority. Thank you that you take us from one level of glory to another as we behold you, as we are conformed to truth. Educate our minds, educate our spirits to these realities. May we walk in the liberty of the sons of God. I praise you, I worship you. We cancel sickness, we rebuke the devil, we rebuke every works of the devil. Indeed, the reason the Son of God was made manifest is such that he can destroy the works of the devil. We destroy them in the name of Jesus. We trust in your faithfulness, in your love, in your kindness, and in your grace. Walk ahead of us. Be with us. Be our shield. Be our portion. We honor you. We exalt you. And we magnify you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom. And a blessed, blessed day ahead. Bye-bye.